Hello and welcome to the Galance and Orion author interview series. Today we are joined with Sunday Times bestselling author Ben Aronovich.
Hello.
You got an eye roll there, guys. And we're also joined by Cobna Hall-Brooksmith. And we're going to talk about Lies Sleeping and the Rivers of London series. So our first question is, Lies Sleeping, I've been told, is kind of the Avengers Assemble of the Rivers of London series. Without getting too spoilery, will you tell us which characters will be making an appearance in Lies Sleeping? Will we be seeing any old favourites and meeting some new people?
Without spoilers.
Without getting too spoilery.
Well, it is in the sense that certain things that people have been waiting to happen will happen.
You will see Nightingale and Grant.
Definitely has Nightingale and Grant in it, and we're going to see. Well, I actually don't know who. I know who my favourite characters are. I'm never really sure. Everyone seems to have their favourites. Whenever I get involved in the fan scene, I find that everyone has like a different favourite.
Well, who are your favourites?
Well, my favourite is Pia, obviously. I'm very fond of Molly. Obviously, there's some Molly. I mean, I think there's something for everyone. It got very, very jam packed. I don't know if you've seen the honest trailer of the Avengers of Infinity War, where they go, "This is the most movie. It's got the most movie in it. There's so much movie in this." I felt a bit like that while I was writing. I was thinking, "There's so much plot." A lot of people, you know, some old villains, some. I think everyone fairly significant, except for some of the newer characters who came in the Hanging Tree are not in it, who I would have liked to have put in it, but then the book would have been about eight times as long, and so therefore. But I want to assure everyone, your favourite character, if they're not in this one, that's just because I'm resting them for the next one or something, because people keep popping up whether I want them to or not. I can't seem to get rid of half the characters. But Abigail's in it, and obviously... Molly's in it, and also, you know, fan favourites Seawall and Stephanopoulos and all those kind of, and Gleed obviously is, if we can't have a very prominent role in this, and so there, you know, lots of people are in it.
That's what we want to hear. Cobna, who are you most looking forward to voicing in the new
Nightingale? Yeah, especially because in this he just brings the heat. We see new dimensions to his Jedi-ness.
Oh, yes, we do, don't we?
Yeah, that was really pleasing.
I forgot about that.
Gleed as well. Gleed, I like the sort of tone of Gleed. I like post-Martin, I like performing post-Martin's voice because he's quite... I always have to sort of think about how I resurrect him. And... and then I find him, and it always amuses me. I can't explain why.
I've got post-Martin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could you share post-Martin's voice with us right now?
I have him as a sort of a starchy academic with a bit of scratch in his voice and some slightly sibilant S's. Yeah, that's my...
Thank you so much. Ben, which of Cobna's voices is your favourite?
I've got to say his Nightingale is my favourite. I mean, to the point... well, actually, I'm not sure favourite's the right word. Nightingale's the one that's so invaded the